Hey, Jay.
Hey. Hey, how's it going there, Larry?
Good.
And hey, look who joined us here.
Hey, guys.
It's Ren.
Again.
Back for more.
I couldn't stay away.
Amazingly, everyone else can. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's different about you.
This is the only place that's open.
No, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Even so, that's why we come.
You know, spies.
The ambiance.
The ambiance.
The spy-like ambiance.
What I was thinking about, so something happened at work.
Oh, geez, what happened to you?
Well, a hero attacked.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, and
it's
Barry.
The worst.
Barry got it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was just kind of this one, yeah, he was there one
Not
moment,
Barry.
Gone another. Yeah, mm-hmm. Barry. And so it kind of got me thinking about minor characters.
Yeah.
In science fiction and fantasy. Now, specifically.
Specifically?
I'm thinking of this one guy.
Which one guy?
Mr. Adventure.
Who is Mr. Adventure?
Mr. Adventure was in Star Trek III.
Uh-huh.
He was working with Commander Uhura by that point.
Uh-huh.
They were working in the transporter room where Admiral Kirk was bringing Dr. McCoy and Scotty and Sulu to get onto the Enterprise. And Mr. Adventure's like, hey, what's this? This is damned irregular. There's no orders. And then Lieutenant Uhura draws a pistol on him and says, hey, how you doing now, Mr. Adventure? Mr. Adventure was complaining. And he literally, in the Wikipedia, he's listed as Mr.
Adventure.
Of course he is.
Mr. Adventure, like, the scene starts with him going, oh, this is boring. This is the worst assignment. Why would you want this old lady? And Lieutenant Uhura's like, oh, you jerk.
Oh, you
well,
son of a bitch.
I just wanted some chill. And he's like, I'm young. I want adventure. And so that's why she calls him Mr. Adventure. And then the end of the scene is she forces him into a closet, not metaphorically, into a real science fiction
closet. Because starships have closets.
Well, sure. No, this is on the
Where
space station.
Where do you hang
station.
Your coat?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Your space coat.
Your space
your
coat.
Your space coat.
In the space closet.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which didn't, which opened this way.
Yep.
Anyway, so he gets into the closet, and oddly, there are things in the closet.
Coats.
And then Kirk
space
and
coats.
Sulu and all of them, don't call me tiny, go on to the Enterprise and go on their merry way. And
right.
I was thinking, like, what happened to Mr. Adventure?
How
did his career...
I'm pretty sure Mr. Adventure got himself well and nicely court-martialed.
And is
probably scrubbing asteroids in the Orion
threatened.
Belt.
He got threatened, but he didn't do anything.
He did Whoever nothing.
Had, like,
he let an old
phaser.
Lady push him around.
Was he armed?
That's... No, but she had a phaser, was probably on stun, like the worst that could happen, and she would...
He could have at least gotten stunned.
Maybe he pretended he got stunned. Can you prove that you got stunned? He was like, oh, I got stunned, and I woke up in a closet.
So you're suggesting...
I'm saying he lied on the court.
Right. Well, that might be the only way out for Mr. Adventure. But, like, apparently he appeared in novels, or at least was mentioned in novels, that Uhura did this to protect him.
No, that does not sound like protecting him
at
all.
That doesn't sound like protecting... That sounds like screwing
that
this
sounds
young
like
guy
absolutely
over.
Screwing
yeah,
this
like
guy over.
Stunning him.
Because you have basically...
Would have been
yeah, would have been... Yeah, would have... Yeah. I mean, you gotta at least... If you're gonna pull that kind of, like, prison break stuff, you gotta at least punch the guy in the face so it looks like you put up a fight. I mean, that's, like...
Well, but
that's
he,
standard.
But he himself... Well, why? Like, why should a whore care? She also does shit... You know, he does shit on her, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Lady.
Called
that's
her an old
true.
Lady. So, you know... So she should have actually stunned him even more for that.
But no, she helped him by putting him in the closet.
Nah.
Do closets have locks on the outside? She locked him in? Or?
I guess
no,
so.
No, he just...
Space closet?
It opened up. He got closer. It opened up, got inside, and it closed.
So he could have just walked back out of the closet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So
it seems like, yeah,
so
those closets should be built
up,
that way.
Right. So when security shows up, they're like, hey, this multi-billion-dollar spaceship just escaped, and you didn't try to stop it.
You didn't
it.
Do nothing. Did you even raise the alarm?
No. He got as far as, this is damn irregular, there's no orders, and she drew the weapon.
Wow.
So Kirk, because, you know, needs of the one in this case,
yeah,
totally ruined this guy's career. And we don't
Though
care.
Though the guy participated in the ruination of his own
That's
career.
That's true. He could have done something.
He really could have done
could
something.
Could have, but he didn't, because he's naturally a coward, clearly.
Well, yeah, so listen, his career was going nowhere anyway.
We don't know that. And Kirk came
he's
along
a coward.
And stopped it. But Kirk stopped his career.
But he was intrinsically a
he
coward.
Killed his career
it's like,
in the crib.
It's like that episode with Picard, who's not a minor character.
Thank you.
I was just noting for the record.
Okay, great.
But, you know, where Picard relives that time that he got his heart split open.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, well, maybe I should be a more timid, not so dangerous guy. And then he realizes that his life sucks. Because now he's like a little mouse on the Enterprise.
So are you perhaps suggesting that Mr. Adventure, after this horrible moment in his life, perhaps grew from it?
No, I think Mr. Adventure probably shrank right back into that closet forever. But
forever and became Mr. No Adventure.
Mr. No Adventure.
What if he was like alt-timeline Picard?
And actually, and that scene was an alternate version. And if he was, if Mr. Adventure was the star of his own
but
movie,
wait, in which,
this is
the movie.
That's the
wonderful
alternate,
life
yeah.
moment.
Right. But which timeline is he all Picard in? The Kelvin timeline? What? Who knows? Or is it his own timeline? Is it the Mr. Adventure
it's the
timeline?
The Adventure timeline.
But I just, so I worry about these minor characters.
I always worry about the minor characters.
Like,
I don't worry about them.
Why not?
They're probably fine.
They're never fine.
TK421.
TK421
and his partner.
Because they're often really, that's the other thing about minor characters, is that they are really bad at their jobs.
That's true. If they were good at
and
their
so
jobs, they'd be main characters.
Terrible things happen to them. And you presume that worse things then happen afterwards.
Now, here's a question. TK421 and partner,
uh-huh.
were they left on the Millennium Falcon when the Millennium Falcon escaped the Death Star? Uh-huh. Like, so they were tied, bound, and naked.
And then right. jettisoned.
and then jettisoned into space.
Or did Han and Luke say, hey, let's push him off the Millennium Falcon onto the deck of the Death Star?
Yeah.
As we leave. What happened to take?
Oh, that's
TK
a good point. No, I think those guys are languishing in some rebellion prison somewhere.
I would think so. You take them with you and
you
find
gotta
out
take
what
them
they
with
know.
You
but
stick
they're
them
just stormtroopers. They don't know
shit.
Yeah,
they
but you don't know. Know. You don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe one of them stayed with somebody important.
Yeah.
They got lives. They see movies.
Right, they have lives, but like, we don't know.
Well, we don't know. We never find out.
And I feel bad.
Now I'm imagining that poor, that Imperial soldier's got to go to TK421's house. And say, I'm sorry, he's not coming home. Here's a flag.
But maybe he will come home.
Maybe he will.
After,
I mean, there'll be a prisoner exchange.
War, there'll be a prisoner exchange.
But, I mean, wait.
If he ended up on the
prisoner exchange
Death Star,
with who? I mean, yeah, there's, of course, all those other prisoners on the Death Star that the Rebellion just left to die.
That's true. And all the independent contractors.
All the independent contractors.
Yeah.
Star Wars is actually, of all, I feel like Star Wars and possibly A Song of Ice and Fire or a Game of Thrones, there is only one way. I'm being kind and offering you guys an alternate. But Star Wars is probably the most rife with truly minor characters. Who, for some reason, we all know their names and care about.
Well, because they
all have extended universe,
figures.
Yeah.
And
they all have action universes, expanded universe.
The ice cream maker guy.
Exactly.
Ice cream maker guy?
Yeah, he's escaping Cloud City with an ice cream maker.
Oh,
right.
Yep. That's it.
I'm
we
sure
love all those.
A full novel.
There are so
there
many.
Is.
Yes. There are so many extras. Here's a question that I was wondering about this. How minor is minor?
I'd also
in this?
Like to know this.
I mean, are we talking people who have
no
lines?
You know, people can have opinions, not just me.
What?
I feel like if you're not in, like, the main team or dating the main team,
right.
You're minor.
You're minor.
You're
that's,
dating.
Yeah.
See, I feel like if you have lines, but not a part of the main team, you are a minor character.
Okay.
If you are perhaps in one or two scenes, you are a minor character.
You are a minor character. So
if you have no lines, you're background.
Oh.
So Lando Calrissian's buddy...
With the
earmuffs.
He is minor.
Minor character.
Well, that's interesting, because he actually has
no lines. He has
no
lines,
but he appears
recognizable.
But
he's a mute, so you can't have him having no lines. You can't hold that against
there,
him.
There
yeah,
was
that's
a,
just ableist.
Yeah.
A recent comic book. There was a recent comic book about Lando Calrissian and Lobot. And in the comic, Lobot is all like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Boop, 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 boop. And then they have this adventure, and at the end of the adventure, Lobot's computer brain takes over and that he
no more talking.
More like it's not really a Lando Calrissian story, it's more like origin of Lobot.
Wow. The destruction of Lobot.
Yes.
It's a tragedy.
That's
the rise and quick fall of Lobot.
Yeah.
When he was minor a side character, now he's background.
Now reduced to background.
But see?
Downgrade
important. Yeah, Star Wars is chock full of them. I guess Star Trek is, because there's all those random
like
crewmen, but they also die.
But it's kind of like the characters that, like, I think I'm thinking of characters that, like, the main characters kind of run through their lives in one brief fiery moment and either uplift or ruin.
Oh, yeah. Well, usually
like
ruin.
Like TK421.
Ruined. Yeah.
Totally ruined.
Mr. Adventure, ruined.
Ruined for life.
True.
You know, there's the, though she's background of our definition of whatever, but there was like a, in Star Trek 3 again.
Yeah.
When they're like, hey, hey, oh, she just made a nerd
I didn't
gesture.
Just
she
listening.
You listen with your...
Yoink.
You
I do.
All
I
right.
do.
All right. So there's this moment in Star Trek 3 when David and... oh, God.
Savick,
thank you. Are like, we found... Hey, Mr. Spock is still alive. And there's this one communications woman who's like...
What?
And then quickly she's killed.
Yes.
She chose the wrong life. To leave.
But then again, they didn't, like, she's just, like, what? I mean, one, Starfleet is an inherently dangerous job.
Yeah.
True.
It is traveling into space, often into warlike situations where you're gonna, you know, run into Picard or Kirk and they're gonna blow some shit up, and then you're screwed.
Is it dangerous being friends or related to Captain Kirk?
It's worse being friends. His friends come to terrible, terrible
or
ends.
Or just being around. In the
usually just being
around him.
In general.
Being his good friend.
But yeah.
If you're his good friend.
You're good.
You are probably
cool.
going to die and come back from the grave.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but only
there
like,
eventually. Like,
yeah. But also he had a lot of other friends. Yeah. A lot of his other friends went space mad. Mm-mm.
That's true. There was an episode of the original series I just watched where this guy faked his death. To fuck over Captain Kirk.
Yeah, there's that guy. There's his friend who flew into the, like, planet-killing thing.
He faked his death.
Well, he was a little crazy.
He's a little crazy. Kirk's, you know, Kirk drives people freaking mad. It's no good.
Well, unless you're his friend.
Yes.
Yeah, then you're fine.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's just minor characters.
Just minor characters. How do they think about minor characters in comic books?
Well, I think in some cases, like, the minor characters are there to be killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, hey, here's this new character. Oh, now they're dead. Or they betray.
Right.
You know.
Or they, like, they're around for a little while. I mean, they're recurring minor characters.
Yeah.
You know, like in Sandman, there's Rose, who comes up a couple,
oh,
three
nice.
Times. And is really cool.
I mean, I feel like Civil War came up against this issue recently. Right? Like, because that's all about collateral damage.
Right.
And
yeah,
how
yeah.
nobody is paying for it.
Like, right. Exactly.
Which is nice to see that they actually someone acknowledges
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Acknowledge all that.
And no one cares.
Right.
That's true. I mean, like, we could say Zemo, he's, you know, like...
I mean, so he's
kind of
collateral
minor,
damage.
He's kind of a, yeah, he's part of collateral damage.
But, of course, the movie runs into the problem that, like, the comic books, you know, didn't, because there were only, like, 7 superheroes in the whole world.
Right.
Whereas, you know, the comic books, there were more, and there was way more collateral damage.
Well, who was the guy that, in the comic book, the giant guy that fake Thor killed?
Giant Man.
There you go.
Yeah. Giant Man fake Thor killed.
Done and done.
Yeah. Like, second Giant
was
Man.
He was kind of a minor character.
He was kind of a minor character. I mean, they blew up an entire team of minor characters.
Yeah. It's a good
in order
way
to
play
make
clean.
That happen. Yeah. And that's, I feel like that's the best thing for minor characters. They're like, there in comic books, they're there for like apocalypses and like killing. My favorite storyline involving like minor villains was the runner about the Scourge of the Underworld in like the Captain America comics and a few others, but mostly Captain America in the late 80s, where like totally random, totally shitty little villains that no one cared about were being shot dead by someone wearing a mask who would then say justice is served. And it climaxed when like 20 of them were killed in one bar at one time. And it was just basically the editors being like, we've got a bunch of shitty villains that no one gives a crap about. Let's just get
just
rid of them.
House.
Let's just clean house.
We can hold on to this.
For God's sake. Yeah, we don't need these guys. Yeah.
It's actually kind of a good
The paint
move.
Man or whatever.
What's his power?
Paints things. I don't know.
Matches.
I might have made that one up.
Really well. Oh, I like him.
Oh.
Too bad he died.
Well,
yeah. He'll come back. He'll be re-envisioned by Neil Gaiman. I'm saying, because there's like a ton, like I'm thinking of like, Game of Thrones or Fire,
A
ice
Song
and
of Ice
fire.
And Fire. How hard is this? A Song
fire
of Ice and Fire.
Song. Yeah.
Yeah, Fire and Ice Song.
Sure.
All of you are wrong.
That's all right. I've been called worse. But like, there, I feel like there's like a lot of minor characters that get...
Oh, God. So many minor characters.
And they're all,
oh, God.
And they all have like rich biographies somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But like, they kind of pass through...
Oh, yeah. And their lives are always utterly ruined.
Ruined.
I am one of the best ones. And God, that woman, that turns really bad on her. It's this innkeeper that they run into like 3 times. She runs like the inn at the crossroads.
That
might
was
be
first,
the it might be the kneeling it might be the kneeling man. But anyway, because there are also a lot of inns.
Yeah.
But this inn, like especially in the first book in Game of Thrones, like four different parties of people cross through there.
Yeah, yeah.
But her big problem is that one of those parties is Tyrion Lannister, and he's taken by Catelyn Stark.
Right.
At that inn, and the next time he's there, she's been hung by his dad because she did not do enough to protect him. Innkeepers in A Song of Ice and Fire, that is like the worst job.
Yeah,
in
well, especially general, if you have the crossroads. Yeah,
but like, no, like all like if there's an innkeeper, they almost all come to horrible, horrible ends. It never works out well.
If they were a major character, they would be all right.
That's true.
Yep.
Well, maybe not in that.
Right. Of course, A Song of Ice and Fire is full of minor characters because they kill one at the beginning and end of every book.
Minor characters?
Yep.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Yeah, the structure of the book is there because all the chapters are first person.
Yeah.
But there's always a prologue and an epilogue from the point of view of a minor character who then dies.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yep.
So they're writing from beyond the grave.
Well, no. Ooh, we experience them dying. Story. Well, yes, it's a ghost story. Right. They do things and they're like,
and
oh, wait.
Off.
Yeah.
Cough.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's Popeye.
What's that? What's that knocking at the door? I guess I'd go. I was stabbed through the throat.
Why am I still writing this?
Yep.
Yep.
Sure.
We should. A brief pause.
A brief pause.
For our sponsor.
Yes.
Tom Bombadil Gardens. If you need flowers, trees, succulents, ferns, anything that grows green, come on down to Tom Bombadil's Gardens. It's out of your way. Might miss it. Might have to drive around a little bit. Maybe it's worth going to. Tom Bombadil's Gardens.
It's not worth going.
No.
It's never worth going. You should actually just leave it out of your journey.
Yeah.
Your journey will be much more successful and much more interesting to many more people if you leave that out.
We have to wonder, like, if the movie was Tom Bombadil. Like, it's mostly
I would
him
not see that.
Out.
He just hangs around.
And then suddenly
that.
These hobbits come.
And then they leave.
And
then you know
leave.
What? He just sits around some more.
Yeah, he kind of fared all right.
For like 7 hours.
For like 7 hours. You know,
maybe
just
he makes an egg.
Hedgehogs or whatever.
Makes an egg.
I don't know.
Just one.
Yeah, fries up an egg.
Single egg.
I don't know his life.
Did you not watch The Hobbit? Because I think it's basically his whole life.
Oh my God,
it's like
The Hobbit.
70 hours of Tom Bombadil.
Oh.
It'd be more action packed.
With
moment.
with more fighting. Actually, I would have more appreciated if it was 70 hours of Tom Bombadil than a bunch of random
it's
fighting.
Like a Lars von Trier movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they said, maybe we can make a trilogy out of Tom Bombadil.
I'm sure right now someone is talking Peter Jackson out of that very idea.
Or he's talking someone into that.
Yeah,
movie.
But I think he's a good example of a minor character that like comes in, goes away. And people have argued with me, like, why that character is important in the book.
Yeah, they keep telling
and
me.
I don't care.
I don't know.
No, I kind of...
Don't care.
It's like the Misty Mountain. Just kind of skip it.
Yeah.
Nope.
All the
no
songs.
Need. All the songs.
Gotta hear about
songs.
It.
All the songs. Nope.
I'm going to say... the dwarves are minor characters. Because... But that's... Just,
that's a good
that's
joke.
Mean. But that's mostly because I can't tell the difference between them.
You're not supposed
to. In the books.
You're not really supposed to.
Yeah, I think they're all just interchangeable.
Then why do they have names?
Because the names are funny.
Yeah. And it's funny if you don't know the difference between the names. Like the seven dwarves.
Isn't that a little speciesist?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I mean, come on.
Just checking.
Just filling it in. Yeah, I don't know. Minor characters are weird.
Why are they weird? I mean, they're important.
I mean, they're important because obviously you need your functionaries and your spear carriers and letter message bringers and your red shirts to go down on away parties and do reckless things and get shot. Or
make you feel emotions.
Sometimes they make you feel emotions. Sometimes they don't.
I mean, I feel like you can't tell like a war story, and like so many fantasy and sci-fi epics are war stories without a lot of people to get mowed down.
Exactly.
And you can't mow down your main guy.
No, you got to mow down a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And you got to make us care about them.
Like Scotty's nephew in Star Trek 2.
Oh, Scotty's nephew. That still breaks my heart.
Yeah, but you don't really know it's Scotty's nephew.
Yeah, only if you've seen like the extended, longer cut that they only played on like TV in 1988.
And released on DVD.
I guess so.
And read the novel.
Yes. Well,
okay,
obviously.
I read the novel.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I skipped it.
Novelization.
Oh, that's just novelization.
Let's just... Those are two different things.
I don't know
things.
Why Ren's making fun of us for reading.
Yeah. I know.
You have against books.
Well, I just hate them so much. Watch a movie.
Novelizations.
Oh, why don't you read a comic book?
Man, I miss novelizations.
How do you do it without the pictures?
Oh, they're
you can read novelizations right now. No one's stopping
you. They still make them?
Yeah, there's a Force Awakens novelization that did really well.
Really? Oh, that's good to know.
They, like, novelize everything.
I thought they stopped novelizing
things. How do you ship anything if you don't read the novelization?
Just in my mind.
That's where the emotions are.
Oh, we should talk about shipping someday.
No, we have to talk about shipping. Or crating. Either way.
That sounds much worse.
It does, doesn't it,
though? That sounds like refrigerator in the box.
Good job.
The refrigerator in the box.
Girlfriend in the refrigerator.
Yeah, girlfriend in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. That we should talk about.
Yeah,
today.
We do have to.
But today we're talking about minor characters.
Minor characters.
Any other thoughts on minor characters?
So I think if I have a favorite, a truly favorite minor character, I mean, Harcourt Fenton Mudd would count as a minor character, and he's among my favorite.
Yeah. I kind of like Bosk.
Oh, Bosk is good. I like Kit Fisto.
I like his name. More than anything.
Who is that one?
He's a Jedi. He looks like a grown-up version of the Men in Black baby.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. All those random Jedi.
It's kind of Rasta sounding.
That is true.
Yeah. All right, because it's a George Lucas Jedi, so it's a little racist.
Slightly racist.
It's all slightly racist. It's all slightly racist. No.
It's Brian Blessed. It's
Brian Blessed.
No, I guess...
Character, actor, supreme. I love that dude. Him, John Rhys Davies.
Oh, yeah.
Just talk about people who play minor characters.
Well, but I wouldn't... Brian Blessed's character... Like, I mean, Voltan and Flash Gordon's not minor.
Not minor, but...
The general with the metal face. Would he be a minor character?
Which general with...
The general. Clytus. Clytus, I'm bored, says... Flash Gordon soundtrack.
Flash Gordon.
He had a big metal head, metal face, and he was thrown out of some spikes, and the eyeballs come out.
Ooh, that's exciting. Yeah.
Richard O'Brien's in Flash Gordon as a minor character.
Oh, wow.
You know who I'm talking about, Richard O'Brien. Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. They both simultaneously agreed. I'm like, do they know? They just being nice to me?
No. Our audience may not know. Richard O'Brien is Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And wrote it.
That's right. I always forget that he wrote it.
Yeah. That's probably a more lucrative part for him, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he plays a flute. I think he lives.
Yeah, good.
But he's minor, so I don't really remember.
And we're actually... Minor characters are mostly fodder. Mostly canon fodder. Apocalypse fodder. You know. Bad things happen.
There was a whole slew of minor engineers in that first season of Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bearded guy.
Yep.
Didn't like Wesley, so I didn't like him.
What?
He was grumpy.
Everyone hated Wesley. Everyone.
Not on the ship, really.
Oh, yes. Yeah, on the ship.
Yeah, they did.
His mom didn't hate him.
His mom's like the only one. Picard is so shitty to Wesley in that first season.
He's kind of shitty to everyone.
He's shitty to everyone, but he is especially, like, shockingly shitty. Because we don't see that. You don't see adult people being... actively shitty to teenagers on television. And he is actively shitty.
Yeah.
Like, everything, even when Wesley is right, and Wesley's always right, he's basically like, shut up, Wesley, you're a kid, you don't know what's going on.
And then there's Tasha. Do you think Tasha hated him?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to remind everyone, Tasha existed.
Tasha Yar.
Tasha was alive.
Briefly.
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 Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if I've got any other favorites. But no, most of the characters that I'm thinking of rise above minor.
I know. I mean, it's like there's kind of reoccurring.
Yeah. Morn on Deep Space Nine.
Morn. I would think he's a minor character.
Yeah. Because he really, I mean, he is a glorified extra.
Yes.
They talk about him a lot, but he doesn't, like, do anything except sit at Quark's.
Does he?
Apparently not. They're not even a Morn episode, because that's the, like, Star Trek is really good about the, like, hey, let's do an episode about everyone else around our main characters.
Just so everyone's aware, Jay hasn't finished Deep Space Nine. He doesn't know what happens.
Morn doesn't do anything.
Does he?
He doesn't.
What season are you on?
Like, four now.
There's
three or four more
to go.
Whatever. I have my doubts.
I'm speaking to you from the future.
You're not.
Okay, I'm speaking from you. as someone who has seen all of Deep Space Nine.
Seen the future.
Oh. Hmm. Is it my future?
Well, at some point you're going to finish watching.
I assume so.
Oh.
Just changing the future.
Free will. To quote Keanu Reeves.
Oh, God.
In The Devil's Advocate.
Okay, good.
Free will.
I thought you were going to quote something from Bill and Ted's.
Why? Wait, why would that be terrible? All the Bill and Ted's quotes are amazing.
Yeah. That's correct.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Although, technically, that's a quote.
It is a quote, but it's still a great one.
Okay.
The dude is what changes it.
Right.
It makes all the difference.
Yep.
Well, maybe we should end this then.
I suppose.
End it like minor characters. Like, that. We briefly existed.
And now it's gone.
And now we're off. We're swept from the stage.
Just gonna go get killed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Well, wherever you are, Mr. Adventure.
We're thinking of you. We'll pour some out for you, Mr.
Probably
Adventure.
Probably still in the closet.
And also in the closet. Well, boom, bump.
Is he? I don't know.
I don't know. Actually, though, the Star Trek is pretty... They're pretty cool. I mean, there aren't any gay characters, but you feel like they would embrace them.
It was pretty heteronormative in the 80s.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. They missed the boat on that one.
It was pretty heteronormative in the 90s and in 2000. And still pretty much.
Well, Beyond, they finally had...
Yep.
That's true. That's a good point.
And I think they were planning to make someone gay on... Oh, no. Didn't they have a gay person on Enterprise, or were they planning to, if they'd gone another season?
Maybe. I don't know. Don't make me talk about Enterprise.
All right. I'll spare you.
All right.
All right.
What's your last thought, Ren?
Minor characters. They're great. Was that helpful? That was very helpful.
I'm so glad Ren was here today.
That is super
serving up my part. Guys.
That is really...
You have crushed it. All right. So if there are any questions, not from you and I, or you...
I have several questions.
All right.
But I'll save them for later.
Okay.
Mostly about the speech.
Deep Cut Nerd Pod.
Deep Cut Nerd Pod. At the Twitters.
Thanks, Heidi.
Tweet us. Send us your favorite minor characters.
Yeah.
Detail all the people that we've left out because they were minor.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be someone we left out that we're like,
oh my God, right. No. Yeah, no, there's not.
There probably is.
The Ugnaughts.
The Ugnaughts.
No.
They're just minor.
Yeah.
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 Is that it?
All right. Thanks again, Heidi.
Thanks, Heidi. You're the best.
Bye.
Bye.